Agatha on opening the sutra. The Dharma incomparable, profound, and infinitely subtle is rarely encountered, even in millions of ages. Now we see it, hear it, receive and maintain it. May we completely realize the Tathagata's true meaning.
Just a quick word on the gatha that we just chanted. That is really not a chant for the teacher. It's a chant for the Dharma. As I've probably mentioned before, the teacher is just the vehicle, that the teaching happens through the teacher. You know, so the teacher is a vehicle, but the real heart of any talk is the Dharma. And so this is an encouragement to look for the Dharma. Hear the Dharma in my words. Just one other thing. I noticed this in myself. Walking Kinhin. And I'm walking in Kinhin. I have this serious face, you know, really concentrated. And so I'd like to let you know that the practice does permit smiling. So we don't all have to sit here with straight, heavy faces. You know, it's okay to smile. No lightning bolt will punish you for smiling. So in Zen, we are taught that there is no self. So, you know, someone might say, well, if there is no self, then who the hell am I? And we also learn from the Zen teachings that there is also a no-self. So you have self and no-self, just to confuse matters. Now, if I hold this up, we would name this a stick. And in order for this to be a stick and have the qualities of a stick, there must be a self present. And this is a self that says, this stick is small as compared to larger sticks. This stick is beautiful the way it's woven around. It's either soft or hard. We might compare it to other sticks. But for all that to happen, there has to be a self, some person that processes that information about this stick. And that is the self, not the enemy, just the self. So if I do that with the stick, there is a moment, just a moment, when that self is not present, where there is no one, nobody that's thinking, that's processing what this is, right? Just that instant. And that instant, when you are not thinking, when you are just receiving the sound of the stick, that is no self. So this is a big day. You've all, with me, experienced no self, right? We're all experts in self. But no self is kind of vague. So, you know, when I... There is a moment when that sound is just a sound. And that is when there is no self. So, you know, that banging the stick on the floor is transformed into a direct experience of just that sound. So that's the no self that I mentioned, because there is no witness. There is nobody to hear it. There is just that bang on the floor. So, do you understand? Now, I ask you this question. Do you understand for a reason? Because if you understand, this is a big mistake. In order to understand, you must give up the idea of understanding. And this is so because if you understand in the conventional way, you will not appreciate no self. To appreciate self and no self, you must understand that they are not in opposition, that they are two sides of the same coin, existing simultaneously. And the challenge is that we must be able to move freely from one perspective to the other. So what is it that gets in the way of a true understanding of self and no self? It's the mind. Now you may say, oh no, not that again. But you must see that the mind is a rascal who causes a lot of trouble. Most of the time, the mind creates a self to the exclusion of no self. And this prevents us from seeing beyond self. However, when the rascal is quiet, self and no self appear together. We see that in reality, there is a self and no self. They are just rascal names. It is all a deception created by the rascal mind. So while you listen to these words, you may believe that you now understand what I am saying, that there's a self and a no self, and that we only see the self and not no self because we have been fooled by the rascal. These words are also a fantasy perpetrated again by the rascal mind. By now, this might be thoroughly confusing. Well, that's good, because that confusion, which we call not knowing, we might say to ourselves, what the hell is he talking about? But this confusion is the first step we must take in dealing with our friend, the rascal. So to understand, we must see that understanding is not the key to insight, that what I have been talking about cannot be perceived intellectually, that an intellectual approach is confined and lives in our head. To truly make sense of this talk, you must surrender words and ideas and make yourself vulnerable through the direct experience of self and no self. This we refer to as quieting the rascal. He is really, though, not the enemy. He is just a part of ourselves that can only see self. So, who the hell are you?